Welcome back to Open Forum on the Women's Radio Network. I'm your host, Lisa Singer, and my next guest is Vanessa Best. She is the owner of Precision Healthcare Consultant, and that's in Baldwin, New York. Hi, Vanessa.
Hey, Lisa.
How are you today?
I am great. It's great to be here.
Good. Well, we're glad to have you. Well, tell me, first of all, a little bit about what Precision Healthcare Consultant does.
Sure. Well, Precision Healthcare Consultants, we are an expert in medical billing. So what we do is we help doctors and healthcare facilities get paid faster by navigating through all of the complicated coding systems. Now, as a matter of fact, in 2012, Lisa, Medicare paid $77 billion to doctors, but 15% of that was denied. So we actually help those doctors get that 15%.
Okay, so what is it about? Now, would this be, I guess just to sort of specify it a little bit more, would this be maybe a doctor's office that doesn't, maybe it's a small office and it doesn't have its own billing, so rather than trying to wade through the, you know, the confusion as you talked about, they go to you because you guys can handle that and take care of it for them?
Exactly. That's what we do. So we work with independent practitioners and even smaller groups of doctors as well to help them navigate through those systems so that they can get their bills paid from the insurance company.
So not only does it save them the money from hiring from within and again having a department and an overhead and all of that, but also they know that you guys do, that's all you do, so then you can wade through all of the other things that may, like as you said, with Medicare, where a lot of the payouts don't necessarily happen.
Exactly. So when you think about your typical doctor, they have a lawyer and they have an accountant, but to really complete that team, they need an expert to really help them make sure that their bills get paid, because their medical billing is really what generates their revenue.
Yep. And so that's where you step in. Now, what started, when did you find, you know, that you saw the need for this, obviously? What was it that prompted you to begin this company?
Well, you know, when I think about myself, I have an accounting background, and I've actually been in this industry for 30 years, but it actually started back in 1995. I was working in a hospital in New York as an administrator for 10 years, and I was actually going to have my first child. So I wanted to really have some flexibility and then leverage the expertise that I had. So then I actually went and started the business, Precision Healthcare.
Okay, so this was really a way for you to be home with your family, but
exactly.
Also still make a living.
Exactly, exactly.
And it's so many women I speak with have found themselves in the same boat, and, you know, obviously their passions are different, but they find themselves trying to open their and start their own business now, so they can have more time with their family. But that's not always easy to do, and also, all of a sudden, yes, it's great you have the flexibility, but now everything falls on you. So how did you handle it? This is what, like 19 years ago, at that time when you first started it, was it a little overwhelming at first to kind of go out on your own?
Well, you know what? For me, it wasn't. I had made some really good contacts within the hospitals that I had worked at. So there was actually a doctor that was leaving the hospital to start their own practice. So I won that doctor over to be my first client. And you know how it goes? Once you do a good job for one person, you just get so many referrals. So from that small beginning, I've now been able to lead my company to work with even bigger projects, like with the New York Institute of Technology. We now have a large clinic that we do billing for that's in Hawaii, and just hundreds of independent doctors that we work on really throughout the country.
Yeah, and I think that that's such good advice, though. It's like, as you said, once you get that first client, once you get that first job, it just creates more. The momentum goes. And I think that for anyone, I mean, obviously in your case, you were working with someone, you knew this doctor, so it was a perfect opportunity for you to take. But for other people, maybe sometimes you do something for free, or you do something for a little less money. You get the momentum going, and then your business will then snowball from there.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Yeah, and that is so true. As a matter of fact, I actually wrote an ebook, because I also teach at local colleges, and so often I've had, you know, some of my students say, well, how did you start your business? You know, how do you get your first client? So I'm now published on iTunes and Amazon to really help people see just some inexpensive and even some free things you can do to market your service to a doctor. So like you said, it could be something as simple as offering your services for free for a doctor that you already have.
Right. And I think that, you know, I've done that. I mean, obviously I don't work for a doctor, but I've done that in my career to, you know, I've moved to a different location and I'm just starting out, and you take a job that's maybe a little bit less than what you would normally do, but then it just can go from there. If you're good at what you do, people will see that, and then it just propels. And I think people need to really be open to that. Anyone who's starting their own business especially needs to, you know, keep all of those things in mind.
Yes, that's very, very true. And I found that definitely to be the case with me. And then now here I am on the radio talking to you, you know, almost 20 years later. And I feel like I was really able to get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, and I think so. So, you know, obviously, I'd say your kids are grown.
Yes.
Just about.
Yes. And now I actually have three. So I'm the proud owner of a thriving business and also the parent of three amazing children.
Yeah, and you were able to do that. And not for everyone, their own business isn't the right choice. But if it is and you have that entrepreneurial spirit, this is definitely the way to go. As you said, it was something you knew. You had been working in this industry, and then you saw the opportunity and you went with it.
That's right. That's right. And it's been really, for me, it's been very, very rewarding. I've been able to actually receive awards from McKesson, because another part of our business, we also sell software to physicians. So there may be an instance where the physician's office, they have a biller, they may just need a little training, but they may need some software so we can help them with that. And McKesson gave us an award for being like a healthcare community leader, and that was special.
That's great. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. And what was great about that is it's not always about sales, it's about really giving back to the community. So we were acknowledged for that. And then you know, I'm located in Long Island, so just 2 weeks ago I was voted as one of the top 50 business women in Long Island. So that
wow, that's impressive.
So that was awesome. And then the last thing I'll say, I think this is important too for a lot of business women owners, each state and each county usually has a certifying board that will certify you as a woman-based entrepreneurship. And that really opens up the lines for a lot of procurement opportunities. So we've done that. Yeah, we've done that in Nassau County, in New York City, in New York State. So for business owners, especially women, I think that, you know, there's nice carve-outs that you're eligible for just for being a woman-owned business and having an expertise in different areas. So I think that's another good thing that's helped us, and it'll definitely help a lot of the other women-based businesses as well.
I agree, Vanessa. I think that's really good advice. There are lots of groups out there, lots of organizations that can help anyone starting a business, especially women. Just check your area, check your neighborhood, and you'll be able to find out, at least get started and get that support group that you may need to get your business on the, you know, on the upward move. So thank you, Vanessa. I really appreciate you talking with me today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, glad to have you. And again, I'm speaking with Vanessa Best. She is the owner of Precision Health Consultant, and that's in Baldwin, New York. If you want to find out more about Vanessa or you need her services, just go to her website, and that's hcc.com. And again, that's Precision, PreciSionHCC.com. You've been listening to Open Forum on the Women's Radio Network. I'm going to take a quick break, but when I return, my next guest is Janice Gentles-Jones, and she is the owner of GJ Consulting, and that's in Westbury, New York. So stay with us.